In this commission, we are talking about putting on impunity, bring justice, bring perpetrators to justice. This is a very important part of the United Nations principles. United Nations has been engaging, employing all different sorts of means. Mediation, political facilitation, electoral assistance, and promoting and developing this judicial framework, a judicial framework all around the world. This is a very important part of establishing judicial framework. United Nations has established first ICTY and put everybody on trial, and put the perpetrators brought to justice for those criminals in the Yugoslavian massacre. And we have put everybody, all the people, except just a few still fugitives, for genocide in Rwanda. We are now in the process of bringing those perpetrators into justice, to justice in Lebanon, United Nations Special Tribunal for Lebanon. We have established an extra chamber of court in Cambodia. We are bringing all these people who committed murder, genocide in late 70s in Cambodia, killing field. And this is another important framework, judicial framework, we are trying to promote. In that regard, I'm very much grateful to many of donor countries who have been generously contributing financial and political support. Without your support, this cannot be possible. I know how sensitive, how sometimes dangerous your work is, and our staff. Just bringing all this entrenched criminal network involves courage and determination. Without determined political commitment will, this is not possible. In that regard, I express my immense admiration and respect for your courage, your determined will, and bravery to all our staff. United Nations will continue to stand. That is why I'm here, to demonstrate my political support. I know that there have been much criticism against him or against this office. But these criticisms come with your job. If you were doing something in Spain, you would have been able to enjoy your comfortable life. But since you are doing here to bring justice, then it comes. I'm also no exception to criticism. Because I'm Secretary General of the United Nations, I cannot satisfy all 192 member states. There are at least 7 billion people. Each and every 7 billion people may have different assessment, different views about me. So I'm not here to satisfy everybody, but I'm here to implement, carry out my mandate as Secretary General, mandated by the Charter of the United Nations, peace, development, and human rights. And this is a very important part of carrying out our at least two pillars. Justice, that is human rights, and also political stability, peace. Then peace without justice cannot be a sustainable peace. Then likewise, without peace and security, you cannot expect the proper protection of human rights. You cannot bring justice. It may take time, but at least in principle, we have to bring this peace and accountability, justice, hand in hand. there may be some sequencing. After securing stability, we look into this justice and accountability. We can first secure accountability and bring justice and make this peace accord a sustainable one. But it's a matter of one step or two steps. But at least, in principle, we have to go on hand in hand. Only on the basis of this, we can expect harmonious and balanced development, socio-economic development. You cannot expect development when there is a war. This only you can see only devastation, damage, destruction. Therefore, we regard these three pillars of the United Nations Charter interconnected, inseparable pillars. We have to bring all these three pillars in reality and deliver on the ground. I'm here basically with two purposes. I have already said first purpose, that is to demonstrate and show our political support and if possible financial support, continuing financial support from donor countries together with the political support. And secondly, to learn more about this CICIG, your challenges, what United Nations international community can do more to strengthen your capacity, your commission's capacity. These are two purposes of my visit here. And I'd like to convey my deepest thanks and admiration to all of our staff, particularly national staff who have been carrying out your duty under threat and difficult circumstances. I know that you need certain immunities, if not privilege, in carrying out your duty. I will do my best. I will discuss this matter with the Guatemalan government. And I wish you all the best. And Mr. Commissioner, I wish you continued good success and leadership. And I thank your excellencies for your support. Muchas gracias.